Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. If you're not a U.S. citizen and you have information that leads to the capture or killing of a terrorist overseas, you could be eligible for up to $20 million. And that's because of the State Department's Rewards for Justice program. That program was created by Congress back in 1984 after the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut to combat international terrorism. Well, in Seymour Hersh's report on the killing of Osama bin Laden, that controversial report of just a couple of weeks ago, it was a former Pakistani intelligence officer who disclosed bin Laden's location to the CIA, receiving a $25 million bounty and a job at the CIA in return. That's according to Seymour Hersh's controversial report. But are bounties effective? Does distrust of the United States stop possible informants from coming forward? Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence for Stratfor, and during his tenure with the State Department back in the 80s and 90s, he was a counterterror agent and part of the team that created the very first Rewards for Justice program. And Fred Burton, back at the time, just three of you in a small office at State, is that right?
That's correct, Todd. It's hard to believe today, but there was only three of us that first started this program.
Well, let's begin maybe with the most important question of the day. What do you know, or at least what would you care to speculate about whether or not the path that led to Osama bin Laden was the result of a $25 million payoff from this program that you helped to create?
You raise an interesting question, Todd, because U.S. government agencies don't necessarily have to go to the rewards program to claim that bounty per se. So for bin Laden, the CIA could have paid a reward themselves without submitting that to the interagency committee that decides who justifies a reward. Having said that, when you look at the bin Laden case, you have to go back in time and think about the previous rewards we have put into place that has led to the capture and or the killing of terrorists overseas. Let me give you, for example, back on my watch, we paid an informant through the Rewards for Justice program over $1 million to help us capture Ramzi Yousef, the mastermind of the first World Trade Center bombing. And if you fast forward over the years, the largest single reward that I'm aware of was a $30 million bounty was paid to an informant by the Rewards for Justice program to lead to the capture of Saddam Hussein's son.
So, Fred Burton, what are the limitations of this program? You know, on the one hand, you think the one thing that ties the world together is money, cold hard cash, and a lot of it. I mean, $25 million is a lot of money in any culture, in any which way you slice it. On the other hand, fighters, informants for a movement like Islamic State that is so very ideological and believes itself to have a higher spiritual calling may not be for sale.
Well, I can speak firsthand to the limitations we had on my watch. At times, we would not get a lot of international cooperation, meaning many countries do not want the United States in there offering the Reward for Justice program based on sovereignty issues. One of the other aspects of the program are ways to expedite visa entry into the United States for that person as well as for their family. So there are other levers you can push or to sweeten the pot to get someone to come forward to try to help you. But at the end of the day, it has been my experience that most people have their price and you just have to press that button. The more challenging aspect, Todd, is to find that person that has that granular intelligence that really can give you the specific whereabouts, exact place and time for that terrorist to be apprehended.
And what a challenge that is. Take us inside this world a little bit. Let's invent a little bit of a scenario here, which probably isn't unrealistic. An Islamic State commander in Iraq, somebody the United States wants to apprehend or kill, but Obviously, Islamic State isn't going to put a U.S. advertisement for a reward on its airways. The Iraqi government may not put it on its radio station either. So what is a way that the United States can reach somebody in the neighborhood to let them know that there's $20 million available if they help us apprehend that Islamic State commander that we're talking about?
The agents will utilize reward posters. They will use matchbooks with pictures of the person of interest on the matchbooks and hope that they get into all the little tea shops and cafes. They will also utilize social media because all of these groups today are very active on Twitter and Facebook. I know historically we actually did public service announcements utilizing various Hollywood movie actors to help us promote the message to get the word out.
So, Fred Burton, at this point, if you can make a guess, what percentage, what ratio of American reward money, bounty money, is paid through Rewards for Justice in this overt way versus the amount that is paid completely in secret by clandestine agents, either through the CIA or some other branch in a duffel bag full of cash that's off the books and is just paid in a way that's a lot more secret?
I would place that figure, again, and this is a guess on my part today, would be at about a 40-60%, meaning 40% are paid through the Rewards for Justice program versus 60% being paid for operational assets, ongoing informants that are being worked either by the State Department, the CIA, or the FBI. Remember, although most people know it as a capture of a terrorist program, the real intent by Congress in putting this together was to prevent future acts of terrorism. So I know we paid a reward once in Southeast Asia to an informant that prevented a horrific airport-style attack on a ticket counter of U.S. flag carriers in Southeast Asia. So what you're really after is that informant that has actionable intelligence to help you prevent an attack from taking place.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.